Our gospel for today is from Mark, the first chapter. In those days, Jesus came from Nazareth of Galilee and was baptized by John in the Jordan. And just as he was coming up out of the water, he saw the heavens torn apart and the Spirit descending like a dove on him. And a voice came from heaven, "You are my Son, the Beloved. With you I am well pleased." And the Spirit immediately drove him out into the wilderness. He was in the wilderness 40 days, tempted by Satan, and he was with the wild beasts, and the angels waited on him. Now, after John was arrested, Jesus came to Galilee, proclaiming the good news of God and saying, "The time is fulfilled, and the kingdom of God has come near. Repent and believe in the good news." This is the gospel of the Lord. You may be seated. Grace to you and peace from God, our Creator, and our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Bobby is a 24-year-old young man who lives in Florida and is obsessed with fish of all kinds. I guess you could call him a fisherman of sorts, but he has a particular gift and mission. He specializes in what he calls fish wrangling, which, as you can imagine, is a really fascinating and fun to watch. He catches fish in humane ways, either using traps or his bare hands. But it is his mission to rescue fish. That's right, you heard me. Rescue fish. Not catch them and eat them, but rescue them. He travels all around Florida and finds fish that are trapped in sewers or left in abandoned ponds or pools. And believe me, there's a lot of those in Florida, which I was surprised to find. And you can only imagine the gunk and grime and smell that these fish have had to endure, not to mention snakes, alligators, and other predators. Now, these fish that he finds are not the kind of fish that we often think about, right? They're not the kind of fish you go and buy at the supermarket or go out fishing for so you can bring home and eat. These fish, and sometimes turtles, salamanders, even sharks and axolotls, believe it or not, that he rescues are beautiful and unique, sometimes rare. And even the ones that I think are kind of ugly, he finds cute and unique. Now, these fish come in all shapes and sizes and colors. And what's even more impressive is he knows almost every fish by name. And it always strikes me when he is saddened when he finds a dead fish or a fish that has been disfigured. He then brings the fish that are still alive back to his home and land, where he has several fish ponds and tanks that he puts these fish in to either live in clean, healthy water on his land or to be given good homes with other people so that they can live out their lives happily. And in addition, he protects them from harm, sometimes having to get rid of the snakes on his property himself, which he doesn't kill. He's a much better person than I am in that arena. He takes them far away and then releases them again. As I was watching this show with my kids this week, it occurred to me that the way Bobby sees these fish is similar to the way that God sees us, as unique and beautiful and worthwhile, worth helping and saving. Even those things that I wouldn't save, like snakes. He values life of all kinds. And while I've honestly never thought to compare myself to a fish before, I have to say I can kind of relate to the fish he rescues. As we go throughout life, we too sometimes feel like we're just, swimming in the muck of life, the mire, not able to know or see what's coming, not knowing the dangers that surround us, just surviving and hoping that we'll make it out of this mess that we're in. Or for you kids out there, just keep swimming, as Dory would say in Finding Nemo, right? But God has given us a tool to help us throughout our lives, to give us the courage and confidence to live on in this world of unknowns. And that is the gift of the Holy Spirit, which we see and experience in baptism. Now, while it's not common to have baptisms during the season of Lent, it is very fitting that we had a baptism this morning, the baptism of Teddy, to remind us of the promises that God does make to us in baptism, the promises that Jesus will be with us always, that we have been sealed by the Holy Spirit and marked with the cross of Christ forever. And nothing can take us away from that. So often, baptism is thought as a guaranteed pass into heaven, or something that will somehow make our lives easier, protect us from all the harm and dangers of this world. And yet, if that were the case, we wouldn't have to continue to swim in the muck and mire that surrounds us. We wouldn't have to deal with the effects of sin, the brokenness and horrors of this world, sickness, hatred, evil, and death. If this were the case, why would Jesus need to be baptized, as we heard in our gospel for today? As I mentioned in our children's message this morning, we believe Jesus to be perfect. We say Jesus is 100% God and 100% human. Jesus didn't need to repent and be forgiven, as John had proclaimed to everyone else. And this baptism certainly did not protect him or keep him from harm or the dangers of this world, as we know. After he was baptized, it said that the Spirit immediately drove him into the wilderness for 40 days, where he was tempted by Satan and had to deal with wild beasts. And this recalls the 40 years that the Israelites wandered in the desert, as well as the 40 days and nights when rains flooded the earth at the time of Noah. So if Jesus still had to face this wilderness and face all these things throughout his life, what was the point of Jesus' baptism? Well, the key is in what happens immediately after Jesus is baptized. You see, just after Jesus is baptized and he comes out of the water, it says, the heavens were torn apart and the Spirit descended on him like a dove. And a voice came from heaven saying, you are my son, the beloved. With you, I am well pleased. There are three key things that happen here. First, it says that the heavens were torn apart. There's only one other time that the word for torn apart is used in Mark, and that is when Jesus dies and the curtain of the temple is torn in two. This curtain was the thing that separated the common people from where God supposedly resided, and only those deemed most worthy were allowed to go back and pray to God on behalf of the people. But with the curtain torn, now all people have direct access to God through Jesus. And the fact that the heavens were torn apart at the beginning of Jesus' ministry emphasizes that through baptism, we too have full access to God through Jesus. Second, the Spirit descended on Jesus like a dove. This would have called to mind for many the story of Noah, when Noah was on the ark and sent out a dove to see if there was any land bubbling up. They were waiting for the flood waters to recede, and it wasn't until a couple of days after weeks after he started doing this, that the dove finally brought back an olive branch, a sign of hope and new life beginning. In baptism, we are reminded of the Spirit that resides within us, that guides us, that brings us hope, and calls our attention to the ways in which God continues to bring new life into the world. And finally, third, God proclaims, "You are my beloved, my son. With you I am well pleased." God reveals Jesus' identity from the very beginning, claiming Jesus as his own. In baptism, Jesus also claims us as God's own, saying to us as well, you are my beloved child. With you, I am well pleased. And you'll note that it's not until after Jesus is reminded of these three things, that he has full access to God to call on whenever he needs, that the Spirit is with him to empower, encourage, and guide him, and that God has claimed him as his own child and loves him as he is, that Jesus then goes into the wilderness. And here, as we mentioned, he faces all kinds of challenges, similar challenges we face today. Temptation and evil, hunger and thirst, severe weather, right? Hot days, cold nights, an experience that homeless people have to deal with every day. Dangers from wild beasts, which, again, in my imagination, definitely includes snakes, but I'm sure there were others as well. And in his humanity, Jesus probably also has to deal with all the human feelings that come with that. Fear, uncertainty, anxiety, maybe depression from being alone and isolated from people for so long. But it also said that Jesus was waited on by angels. Even in the midst of all that Jesus was facing, God was with him and would continue to be with him throughout his life and ministry. And then as Jesus emerges from the wilderness and begins his ministry, he proclaims that God has indeed come near, that God's reign on earth has begun. And so he says it's time to repent, which in the Greek literally means to think about or understand things differently, to have a different perspective. Or as Pastor Katie mentioned this past Wednesday, to turn around and decide to go in a different direction and trust that this is good news. So as we swim about in the murky waters of life, full of uncertainty, anxiety, and fear, we are reminded of the ways in which Jesus calls us and claims us in baptism, sealing us with the Holy Spirit that will guide us and help us as we continue to think about the world differently and figure out what we're called to do. It's as though God, like Bobby, picks us up out of the murky waters, tells us that we are beautiful and worthwhile and loved, calls us by name, and then rescues us, promising us that we will face these dangers together, head on, even when our world is turned upside down and completely changed, meaning we have to stop sometimes and think and understand the world differently, turn around and go in a different direction, and learn how to swim in this new and different pond called the kingdom of God. Amen.